Laurie B. Arnold joining us to talk about her new book. It actually is brand new. It comes out today. Hello there. Do you still know me? Laurie, how are you? Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm great, and thank you for having me on.
Before we dive into the book, we have to ask you, because we're asking all of our guests today, it's National Pancake Day, and we're asking for your favorite pancake, whether it's your favorite flavor or favorite spot to go get a pancake. What's your favorite pancake?
My favorite, hands down, is blueberry and banana. So although my character in my book, where pancakes are featured pretty significantly, actually. So, you know, it's an auspicious day for that. Anyway, she's a blueberry pancake fan herself.
Almost like the stars were aligned, like we just weren't supposed to have you on yesterday for some reason,
and
it just
ties in
naturally. Yeah, it ties in perfectly. Now, yeah. this book is number two in a series of a trilogy, correct?
Correct, yes.
Now, for those who have never gone through that process, kind of tell us how that works. When you put this trilogy together, how does that entire process work when you put things together for book one and try and make sure that it all ties together in a trilogy?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question, because I hadn't really thought of it as a trilogy when I began to write it. And then as I went on, I started, that started evolving, and then I had some kids read it, and they wanted more. And so, I truly would have gone back and done a few things differently in the first book to make writing the sequels easier. But I have mapped out the next two books, which do follow nicely off the original one. And also, I just fell in love with the characters so much, I didn't want to get rid of them. So.
Well, and if to take a look at this, I mean, we mentioned that it's the second in a book of three. Now, it's what's considered a middle grade novel, correct?
Yes.
So for those who don't know what that is, can you kind of go into detail and explain to us what exactly a middle grade novel means?
A middle grade novel on the cover will say 9 to 12, although because a lot of people, will buy something that says 9 for 8-year-olds, it's really intended also for an 8-year-old. And so that's kids in third, really third through sixth grade.
Laurie, of course, this book here, Hello There, Do You Still Know Me, follows up your previous book, Hello There, We've Been Waiting For You. I wanted to ask you a little bit about character development, how you come up with these characters. Where does that start from? Do you base them on people you know, or is it just your imagination that says, this is the way we got to go with this person?
I think they're always based in some part on people I know, and actually this particular series kind of sparked from a story I heard from a friend whose daughter had to go live for the summer with her crazy TV shopping, shopaholic, grandmother down in a little tiny town in West Texas. And all Grandma wanted to do was watch the shopping shows. And my friend's daughter was kind of an outdoorsy girl and, wanted to go out and spend her summer doing something other than watching television. And Grandma said, go play in the backyard. And the problem was there was a vicious junkyard dog that, a pit bull that kept wandering through everyone's backyard. So, that was kind of off the table. And I thought when I heard that, if I was this kid, I would want to pick up the remote control, aim it at a television set, and go on an adventure, not sit and watch my grandmother watch TV. So those two characters were really based on real characters, plus another friend of mine who shall remain nameless, who's a big shopper.
I think we all know someone like that.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. And I think that's one of the cool aspects of the book, is that there certainly is some relatable material in there. And I think when you put these together, correct me if I'm wrong, because it is a middle grade novel, sure, it's a lot about an interesting story that you're trying to write. But because it is a middle grade novel, you're trying to put some content in there as well that some of the kids reading can certainly learn from.
Yeah, that was really important to me. I mean, that, one of them is kind of that classic don't judge a book by its cover. I think that's really important. There's also kind of the lesson and the importance of telling the truth, which is why I set it in the town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, which is a real place. And And yeah, that's an important thing to me and something that I loved when I read books when I was a kid. And I really tried to not kind of beat kids over the head with the messaging and, you know, tried to weave it into the story. But I think it's important that, you know, that kids sort of learn as they're reading as well. And so that was my aim.
Laurie, how do you decide the setting for your books? New Mexico, Costa Rica? What comes to your mind? Why do you bring those two places into it?
I spent a lot of time in New Mexico, so I know it well. I couldn't, you know, the name Truth or Consequences is awesome.
Yeah.
So I, you know,
is that an actual place?
That was sort of a no-brainer. It's also out in the middle of nowhere, and it is the last place you would want to live as a kid, which was a great contrast to Bainbridge Island, where I live, where my character Madison, you know, originally grew up. So, you know, places are like characters too. There's a sort of a dryness to the desert, and a kind of loneliness to the desert. And so that was one of those things that played in well to the story. And then Costa Rica I've never been there, but I did a lot of research. Nor have I been to the Amazon, which, you know, a lot of the story takes place in the first book and a little in the second book. But I did a tremendous amount of research. And then there's that kind of lush, you know, verdant kind of environment that is also a contrast to being in the desert. So,
Laurie Arnold is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Her new book, Hello There, Do You Still Know Me?, comes out today. Obviously a very, very big day for you. And, I mean, talk about that as well. I mean, what's a day like that like for you? I mean, we talk to actors on occasion, and they tell us, you know, when the premiere or when the movie first bursts onto the scene, there's a different combination of excitement and nervousness. When a book comes out for you, what's it like for you? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Or all of the above?
You know, I've actually been working on the third book today, and I've been trying to get on Facebook and a little bit on Twitter to post some things about it. But I'm just keeping my nose to the grindstone and work, you know, and writing. A lot of the work actually in promoting the book comes into going to schools, which I love. I love talking to kids. So I visit a lot of classrooms and a lot of schools. And so that's been actually taking up a lot of my time, is just booking schools and talking to librarians and getting kids reading the book before I come so that we can have a good conversation about it.
Laurie, without giving anything away, can you tell us a little bit more about this Hello There, Do You Still Know Me?, the adventure Madison McGee and her friends?
I can. Well, it follows up on Hello There, We've Been Waiting For You, and there's this magic TV involved where with the push of a, you know, button on the remote control, Madison can go into whatever is playing on the TV, and that's what happened in the first book. In the second book, she goes to visit an old friend with two of her best friends down to Costa Rica, and there's a magic fanny pack that her older friend Rosalie Clare has that works like Mary Poppins' carpet bag, except it only, you know, tends to produce things that other people need. And her grandmother shows up crashing her summer vacation in Costa Rica, and she's fairly ill, and the doctors can't figure out what's going on with her, so Rosalie Clare resorts to looking in her fanny pack to see if there's something that can fix the grandmother, and her fanny pack is empty. It turns out the magic has stopped working, so Madison and her friends have to go into the past to find the only person who knows how to fix the magic, and that's Rosalie Clare's grandma Daisy, who's been dead for 5 years. And in the process of going into the past, they find an old videotape and hook it up to the TV, and they go into the past. She gets to meet her mother, who's a child, so you know, who's probably maybe a couple years older than she is. So she, of course, can't. It's a little Back to the Future that way, you know. She can't reveal who she is to her mother, and she, you know, helps her mother understand what it's like to live with a crazy grandmother.
Hello There, Do You Still Know Me? Is the name of the book. We're talking with Laurie Arnold here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Laurie, before we cut you loose, for those who are interested in picking up a copy of the book, where can they go to get it?
It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. If they don't have it, they can order it. And, you know, I hope everyone enjoys it. It's a great book for both kids who are, you know, avid readers and those kids who are struggling to find the right book. So I've had lots of success with both those groups.
All righty, Lori, we appreciate the time very much. Blueberry banana pancake, I got to
admit,
that's one I've looked at. I've not tried, but since you suggested it, the next time I put a pair of flapjacks together, I'm going to put some blueberries and bananas on there, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try that one.
It's delicious.
All righty, Lori, thank you again very much for your time, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
All righty, that's
okay,
Lori.
Take care.
You
Bye.
Too. That's Lori Arnold joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll step aside, take a quick break.